views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Arizona.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Brother Mike.
Good morning. Hey, it's Thursday. We've almost got this week whipped. Welcome to the program. This is Brother Mike on HardcoreChristianity.com. Welcome to FamilyValuesRadio.net all over the world. You can catch this program right now on the internet. Thank you for tuning in. The power of the tongue is the Bible study today. You won't want to miss this Bible study. What you say is what you get, baby. Man, another hard-hitting, another nasty Bible study for you today on the radio. Please pick up your cell phone and call somebody quickly and tell them the radio program is on while I make these announcements so that you can get that call made and get somebody else to be blessed by this program. What you say is what you get. Welcome to FamilyValuesRadio.net. You can catch this radio program 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on my website at HardcoreChristianity.com. You can also pick up the video teachings on demons and the spirit world off of GodTube.com, off the website. We have a healing and deliverance service every Sunday night at 6 o'clock at the House of Healing, right on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road, right in the middle of Maricopa County. We are just west of the 51 freeway. Now, please show up at 6 o'clock. Please come on time so you can get a good seat. Sunday nights, I'll see you there. Please come meet the ministry team. 6 p.m. on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Sunday night, see you then. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor in the Phoenix area for 23 years. If you need counseling and you may be running through a tough period in your life, you can't afford to get counseling, and you're a born-again Christian, please call for free counseling services today, 602-636-5800, 636-5800. Please call today. May God richly bless you. I know He will. I see up to six people a day delivered from mental and emotional illnesses at the House of Healing. If you are sick, if you are depressed, if you are ill and you need help, 636-5800 for free. What you say is what you get in this world. I'm going to tell you something. It is so important scripturally and spiritually to be careful not to speak out negative things that are in your heart if you truly believe them. I'm not saying that everything you say will come back to haunt you if it's you mention it in jest or it's just a casual quick statement, you don't really believe it or mean it. But people don't understand that what they say is extremely important. James chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says, if anyone among you seems to be religious. Thraskos is the Greek word there for religious. It means someone who is interested in religious or spiritual matters. It says, if any man among you seems to be religious and does not bridle his tongue, bridle there means to control it, like you would a horse, that person is deceiving his own heart, and that man's religion, thraskos, is vain. Your religion is vain, it says. Can you imagine that? Matthias is the Greek word that means empty, useless, vain, you know, valueless. Your religion's vain if you cannot control your tongue. Isn't that amazing? What you say is very important. What you say is very important. Is it not? It really is. You know that. Matthew 21:21 says, "Verily," Jesus said, "verily I say unto you, if you have faith," the Greek word there is pistis, that means to have faith and believe with zero doubts. If you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do that which is done unto this fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Here you can see the power of what you say, if it's backed up by pistis, true faith with no doubts. If you say something, just blabbing it and grabbing it, this word of faith stuff is for the birds because it's incomplete teaching. You can't just blab something or speak it out and have it. It doesn't work that way. It has to be within the will of God. And secondly, you must have pistis as a foundation for what you say. That's what it says here. If you have pistis and you do not doubt, that means faith with absolutely no doubts. You can speak to the mountain. Isn't that amazing? And the mountain will move. That's the truth. What you say is very important, isn't it? Absolutely. It's very important. Mark chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus issues another caution. He says, take heed what you hear. Why? Because what you hear is eventually what you're going to speak. You got to be very careful what you put in your ear gate so that you don't have something negative coming out of your mouth gate. What you're hearing is very important. Jesus said he's warning you, be careful. Be careful about what you're hearing. In Mark chapter 11, we have another very interesting verse, don't we? It's similar to the one in Matthew. It says, verse 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. That's the definition of pistis, faith. No doubting, believing without doubts. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You see that? You can speak out something verbally, and if you have pistis to go with it, you will get a miracle from God. You can speak it out with pure faith, without doubts, and God hears what you're saying, and he will back up what you say. For example, at the House of Healing, I cast hundreds of thousands of demons out of people every year, and I speak to the spirits and command them to loose their victim and leave their brains or their bodies or their mind. I command the demons to leave. I command the sickness to go with the demons, and the devils leave and the people are healed. I speak to them because I learned that in the New Testament. Jesus spoke to the demons and commanded them to leave. And if you do it with pistis, as Jesus did, they have to leave, and that's what I do. I speak to the demons with pistis, and then they have to leave by the glory of God. Isn't that right? Absolutely. Absolutely. In Psalms chapter 59, in verse 12, the Bible says, King David said, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them be taken in their pride. And for the cursing and lying which they speak. Did you know that if you speak out curses and lies, dirty jokes, filthy statements, backstabbing, tail-bearing, gossiping comment, if you rip somebody up one side and down the other behind their back, did you know that that statement is picked up in the spirit world and the demons that follow your life wherever you go heard you say it? Did you know that? Seriously. They heard what you said, even though the other person didn't hear it. And you just opened the door to your own destruction. You are going to be taken by demons. They're going to infiltrate you and your family. And sin is going to be the ruin of your family because you kept speaking out, cursing and lying. You kept manipulating. You kept lying. You kept dissimulating. And you got taken. Taken by who? Taken by the devil, that's who. Can you imagine it? In Proverbs chapter 13 and in chapter 18, there's some very interesting verses there, aren't there? Quote, the words of a talebearer are like wounds, and they go down to the innermost part of the belly. Oh, that has to hurt. Have you ever had somebody gossip about you before? Man, it's painful, isn't it? Wow, it really hurts. It really hurts. That was something I had to overcome at the beginning of my ministry. If you're in the deliverance, inner healing type ministry like I'm in, you have a lot of people that do not like you. Church people don't like you because they're under the asinine, ignorant fallacy that Christians can't have demons. Now, Christians can be possessed, obviously, but the fact that some people teach they can't even have any demons in their body, which is absolutely ludicrous. Not too many people are that stupid to believe that anymore. But I get a lot of criticism for that, and people will attack you. You've got to let that stuff go, don't you? I just let it roll off my back like water off a duck's back. Proverbs 13, verse 3 says, he that keeps his mouth will keep his life. He that opens wide his lips shall face destruction. Can you imagine it? Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Is that ever more evident today during the political season? Can you believe all these politicians? My God, every one of them appears to be a pathological liar. They're constantly getting caught saying something, and nowadays, everybody is a reporter because they've got video on their cell phones. You can't say or do anything anymore without somebody catching you and taping it. It's remarkable. These politicians, have you seen McCain and Obama? Oh my gosh. That is amazing. I mean, these two guys cannot stop lying. And they're speaking out lies. And believe me, they're going to be taken by demons. You can be sure of it. Just exactly what the great King David said in Psalms 59, they're going to be taken someday, and you are too. What do you need to do right now? Fall on your face in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pull your car over right now and collapse in the presence of the Holy Ghost and beg Him to forgive you, and He will wash you clean. Come down to the House of Healing or call and make an appointment today so God can completely deliver you from the negative compulsive disorder you have with your mouth. You've been running your mouth like a busted chainsaw for years. It's got to end, and it's got to end now. 636-5800. God wants to heal you and deliver you. The Lord wants to save you from your mouth and what you say, because what you say is what you get. If you speak out the word of God and you don't have pistis, faith without doubts, to back it up, it will not work, and you're going to look like an idiot. You're going to be speaking things out, the word of faith stuff, blabbing it and trying to grab it, and it's not going to work. It's going to cause you and your congregation a considerable amount of embarrassment. You've got to be careful what you say, because if you say negative things and you truly mean them, the demons are going to have access to your life and legally be allowed to smash you and ruin you and your family. Your big mouth is going to get you in more trouble than you ever dreamed. But God wants to deliver you, and He will deliver you. 636-5800, area code 602. This is Brother Mike on HardcoreChristianity.com. I'll see you Sunday night at 6 o'clock. May God richly bless you. One more day, Friday, and then it's a Holy Ghost weekend. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.